wonder if anyone besides me out there struggles with guilt. Feeling guilty? Anybody? Anybody? Well, if you do, I'm going to just take a few minutes and attempt to invite us to consider ways that we can get rid of our guilt, ease our guilt, heal our guilt, and stand in a centered place. Now, before we do that, I do want to say that I think there is something that I've heard people call healthy guilt. Healthy guilt is that recognition, I made a mistake. That didn't go so well. I wish that would have gone better. I wish I could have done better. It comes with a somewhat healthy recognition that not everything goes perfectly, that we don't always show up perfectly, say the right things, do the right things, but that in mature hearts and mature relationships, we can acknowledge it, we can even feel badly about it, but then we can get about doing what we need to make amends rather easily, have conversations, do whatever's necessary. So it's not that guilt is horrible and should be stricken. It's just that guilt becomes then a sign, an indication for us, inviting us to resolve it. However, unhealthy guilt is that kind of guilt that even if we have done everything we could to make amends, even if we have examined the situation, we continue to feel horrible, berate ourselves, fall into shame, not give ourselves a break, feel for sometimes years and years and years remorse and a lack of self-forgiveness about the things that we've done or said that we wished we wouldn't have, and we let it eat at us. And what it eats is our greatness, and what it eats is our joy, and what it eats is our happiness and our energy and our life force. And it really doesn't serve us. If that kind of guilt, if unhealthy guilt really served us, we'd all be happy and fulfilled, but it doesn't. It stops us in our tracks and it keeps us from really living out our full potential. So all of us have those places and situations. I invite you to think about one right now. Maybe there's a relationship that you just feel horrible for the choices that you made. Maybe there's something you've said to someone recently that you wish you could take back. Maybe there's something you've done in your past that you think if people knew about this, they wouldn't like me, love me, see me in the same light. Well, that may all be gnawing away at your heart. And there are some strategies that I think can help us begin to shift it, probably shift it into healthy guilt, and then can shift us into action or shift us into healthy activity that can help us relieve ourselves of some of that toxic energy. Because as I said in the beginning, it certainly makes sense to say, I wish I would have done better. Oprah is fond of saying, if they knew better, they would have done better. And so let's start with that. Let's start right there. Take a deep breath and just say to yourself with me, if I'd known better, I would have done better. So there's a first step of softness and compassion and allowance for ourselves that I think then can open the door. The door that gets opened at that point, I think can be leading us to a place of total accountability. It's to say, I really messed up. I didn't do the right thing. I didn't say the right thing. And it can be then in telling someone about it. They say in the 12-step programs, we're only as sick as our secrets. And so for many of us, we have guilt about secrets. And I know for myself that my life and my happiness and my sense of acceptance of myself in many ways grows to the level that I'm accountable I may not be able to go back and change the past for things that I've done that I might have guilt about, but I can tell someone about it. Even if I feel shame, I can look someone in my in the eye. It could be my therapist, it could be my life partner, it could be my best friend, and say, I need to tell someone what I did and how I feel about what I did and how I'm so sorry about what I did. And if I'd known better, I would have done better. What I wished I would have done instead is, and to let someone know about it and speak it aloud. And even though that person may be shocked or even see us a little differently, it can be so helpful to our soul to confess like that and just say, this is something that has bothered me for years. So I'm accountable for it. And I can acknowledge that I have not done the best thing in my life. And I find personally often one tool when I'm really ready to do this is to write it out. It might be to write a remorseful letter to that person or that organization or that situation that is in the past. Dear so-and-so, I am so sorry for the way that I treated you, or for the action that I took that hurt you, or for the way I betrayed you, or for the way I left you, or what it might be. And to write that letter full out, if I'm not up to telling someone, and or if I've told someone and I'm still feeling remorse because I don't feel comfortable going to the person, or I can't because they're no longer in my life or they've passed on or whatever it might be, that I can write it out and read it aloud to myself. And then I can let it go. I can burn it. I can feel that I've kind of gotten it out of my system and can move on. And so that, all of that, taking accountability and taking steps that really demonstrate to myself mostly that I'm willing to be accountable for that decision that I made that I regret, really can be a first and powerful step to healing myself of the guilt. And then there comes along with that, and there must come at some point, self-forgiveness, a willingness to release myself from that guilty feeling, a willingness to love myself. We say in this teaching, and people say it all the time who talk about forgiveness as a beautiful tool, that forgiveness is about setting ourselves free. And really, I see this as when we get to the point where we're willing to forgive ourselves for things we feel guilty about in the past, it's one step to really restoring ourself to ourself. It's like our psyche, a part of us, a part of our sense of power is stuck in the past. And when I am willing to say, I let go, I forgive myself, and do this as many times as possible, that I can create an affirmation for myself. It could be as simple as, here's one I use for myself. I, Michelle, forgive myself. See how simple that is? Or just simply, I forgive myself for, state the challenge. And every time that guilt comes up, if I've done the work of accountability, every time that guilt comes up, I have an opportunity to take a deep breath, feel it, and say, there it is again. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And I just breathe into my heart space and just let myself, give myself a break. It's one way to relieve myself of guilt. It's one way to move myself forward, just to be accountable, to forgive myself, to state it, to think it, to write it, to put it anywhere I can in my life, to remind myself that I'm willing to see that I made a mistake and I'm willing to love myself anyway. Guilt, be gone. Good luck. Let yourself be free.